morning we have scripture from three different places, beginning with Isaiah 25, verses 6 to 9. In Jerusalem, the Lord of heaven's armies will spread a wonderful feast for all the people of the world. It will be a delicious banquet with clear, well-aged wine and choice meat. There he will remove the cloud of gloom, the shadow of death that hangs over the earth. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away all tears. He will remove forever all insults and mockery against his land and people. The Lord has spoken. In that day, the people will proclaim, "This is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord in whom we trusted. Let us rejoice in the salvation he brings." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 19 to 26. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are more to be pitied than anyone in the world. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He is the first of a great harvest of all who have died. So you see, just as death came into the world through a man, now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man. Just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. But there is an order to this resurrection. Christ was raised as the first of the harvest. Then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back. After that, the end will come, when he will turn the kingdom over to God the Father, having destroyed every ruler and authority and power. For Christ must reign until he humbles all his enemies beneath his feet. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Revelation 21, 1-4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever." At a time like today, as we approach November 11th, death is on our minds. We honor the soldiers who have given their lives for the freedom of others. We honor their sacrifice. We honor their deaths. And sadly, even as we do so, the world rages in war as though nothing has been learned. Russia-Ukraine war, the Syrian civil war, the Sudanese civil war, the conflict in Gaza, the insurgencies in the Sahel region in Africa, the ongoing civil war in Myanmar, plus conflicts in Afghanistan and Yemen and the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the U.S. picking a fight with Venezuela. Every day in the news, we see these images of wars and uprisings. And many people watching this are finding themselves to be overwhelmed by despair. But Jesus told us this was going to happen. In Matthew 24, Jesus said, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains." God is birthing something new. And things on the earth will probably get worse before they get better, but the good news is that one day the earth will be at peace. The true God kind of peace. As we read In Jerusalem, the Lord of heaven's armies will spread a wonderful feast for all the people of the world. All of us together at a huge banquet where the best wine and the best meat are served. And at that time, God will remove the cloud of gloom, the shadow of death that hangs over the earth. And he will swallow up death forever and wipe away all our tears. Isn't that what the earth is under now? A cloud of gloom? Some translations call it the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. Well, the shroud and the sheet are the burial linens used to cover the body in preparation for entry into the tomb. It speaks of death. And even as the death tolls of wars rise around the world, we are reminded that there is one who has conquered death. Jesus said, Revelations 1:18, I am the living one. I died, but look, I'm alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and the grave. The one who has the keys has the authority. So Jesus has authority over death and the grave. And just as death came into the world through one man, now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man. Jesus said, very truly, I tell you, a time is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Death is defeated. And that's important to us today, even while we are living, because of the hope it ensures for the future. And even if the world looks like the enemy is winning, he is not. The devil's only weapon was death, but that has been taken from him. Death is defeated and God is in control. The crumbled state of the world is nothing more than the devil's temper tantrum. He is trying to cast doubt about God's sovereignty. He is stirring whatever evil hearts will let him rule. He is pushing the greedy to grab more. He is driving the powerful to exploit. But in the end, all his efforts will fail, and there will be an incredible peace over all the earth, over every nation of the earth. There'll be no enemies tolerating one another. They will be friends living in a world of love. And God will bring from heaven a new Jerusalem, and he will set it upon the mountain, and he will live among us. God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. And he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, sorrow, crying, or pain. All these things are gone forever. Can you imagine that? This isn't some pipe dream. This is the reality that God has purposed. And whatever God purposes comes to be. So don't let the circumstances of this world alarm you. Don't let your hearts be broken. Remember that Jesus holds us all. If God remembers the sparrow, he's watching over the worn, torn nations of this world. And when catastrophe strikes, remember that our loving God is holding all of those lives. Jesus paid the ransom for every soul, and he has destroyed the power of death. John 6:39 says, and this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but I will raise them up at the last day. So let us echo the words of praise shouted in the last days. This is our God. We trusted him and he saved us. This is the Lord in whom we trusted. Let us rejoice in the salvation he brings. May the love which overcomes all differences, which heals all wounds, which puts to flight all fears, which reconciles all who are separated, be in us and among us now and always. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you this day and every day forevermore.